Masters. It's just that I don't know if you could really go properly berserk, said Cohen. Have you ever had the red mist come down and woke up to find you'd bitten 20 people to death?
I used to be reckoned a pretty ratty man if people made too much noise in class, said Mr. Savaloy, and something of a dead shot with a piece of chalk, too.
How about you, taxman? Six beneficent winds backed away hurriedly.
I think I'm probably more cut out for undermining the system from within, he said.
Fair enough. Cohen looked at the others. I've never done this official sort of warring before, he said. How's it supposed to go?
I think you just line up in front of one another and then charge, said Mr. Savaloy.
Seems straightforward enough. All right, let's go.
They strode, or in one case wheeled, and in another case moved at Mr. Savaloy's gentle trot, down the hall. The taxman trailed after them.
Mr. Savaloy, he shouted. You know what's going to happen. Have you lost your senses?
Yes, said the teacher, but I may have found some better ones.
He grinned to himself. The whole of his life so far had been complicated. There had been timetables and lists, and a whole basket of things he must do and things he shouldn't do, and the life of Mr. Savaloy had been this little wriggly thing trying to survive in the middle of it all. But now it had suddenly all become very simple. You held one end, and you poked the other into people. A man could live his whole life by a maxim like that, and afterwards get a very interesting afterlife.
Here, you'll need this too, said Caleb, poking something round at him as they stepped into the grey light. It's a shield.
Ah, it's to protect myself, yes?
If you really need to, bite the edge.
Oh, I know about that, said Mr. Savaloy. That's when you go berserk, right?
Could be, said Caleb. That's why a lot of fighters do it, but personally, I do it because it's made of chocolate.
Chocolate?
You can never get a proper meal in these battles.
And this is me, thought Mr. Savaloy, marching down the street with the heroes. They are the great fighter.
And when in doubt, take all your clothes off, said Caleb.
What for?
Sign of a good berserk, taking all your clothes off. Frightens the hell out of the enemy. If anyone starts laughing, stab 'em one.
There was a movement among the blankets in the wheelchair.
What?
I said stab 'em one, Hamish.
Hamish waved an arm that looked like bone with skin on it, and apparently far too thin to hold the axe he was in fact holding.
That's right! A right in the nadgers!
Mr. Savaloy nudged Caleb.
I ought to be writing this down, he said. Where exactly are the nadgers?
Small range of mountains near the hub.
Oh, fascinating.
The citizens of Hung Hung were ranged along the city walls. It was not every day you saw a fight like this. Rincewind elbowed and kicked his way through the people until he reached the cadre, who'd managed to occupy a prime position over the main gate.
What you hanging around here for? He said. You could be miles away.
We want to see what happens, of course, said Twoflower, his spectacles gleaming.
I know what happens. The horde will be instantly slaughtered, said Rincewind. What did you expect to happen?
Ah, but you're forgetting the invisible vampire ghosts, said Twoflower.
Rincewind looked at him.
What?
Their secret army. I've heard that we've got some too. Should be interesting to watch.
Twoflower, there are no invisible vampire ghosts.
Ah, yes. Everyone's going round denying it, said Lotus Blossom. So there must be some truth in it.
But I made it up.
Ah, you may think you made it up, said Twoflower, but perhaps you are a pawn of fate.
Listen, there's no...
Same old Rincewind, said Twoflower in a jolly way. You always were so pessimistic about everything, but it always worked out all right in the end.
There are no ghosts. There are no magic armies, said Rincewind. There's just...
When seven men go out to fight an army 100,000 times bigger... There's only one way it can end, said Twoflower.
Right. I'm glad you see sense.
They'll win, said Twoflower. They've got to. Otherwise, the world's just not working properly.
You look educated, said Rincewind to Butterfly. Explain to him why he's wrong. It's because of a little thing we have in our country. I don't know if you've ever heard.